obviously update software. Without further ado, before moving forward, I'm going to ask you guys to click the like and subscribe button below, and we'll be able to give us information if we're doing a good job with our content, also helping the YouTube algorithm as well. So we got some big news today, guys. Big tech news, big deals, lots of different products being rolled out, right? So we're going to get into that today. And we're going to go off of our LinkedIn page today to take the news, all right? If you don't have our LinkedIn page, you're not subscribed, or you haven't added us yet, we'll leave a link in the description so you can add us as well. All right, so we have Microsoft Xbox One X, 1 terabyte console black edition, is on sale on our website. And it is going for $600. So you can enjoy the way it should be enjoyed with the Microsoft Xbox One X, 1 terabyte console with 40% more power than any other console. It allows you to experience immersive true 4K gaming. Blockbuster titles look amazing, running smoothly on this console, guys. So you can definitely check it out. We're just gonna click on the link just to go see how it looks like on the site here. Perfect. So here is the option here. Obviously you guys won't have this top bar here. We're the admins of this site, so obviously this would show up here, but once you guys type it in, you guys won't see this. It would just show up as this screen here. You'll be able to click your color here, color black, and then it's for $600. You can see the different photos here as well too. Comes in nice. All these products that we have on our site are brand new as well, so no need to worry. So we have this here as well too. Now I believe the membership price, this is the retail price that we sell it at. The membership price is $400, right? So the retail price we have it here, $600. You can get it at membership price for $400. Not all customers that come to the site will be able to get it at the membership price. Only EAD club members would be able to get it. So to be able to be a EAD club member, you just come here, click up here. So you have the benefits of an EAD club member. What is an EAD club member? What are the benefits? Why should I join? Well, as an EAD club member, you can purchase most products in our store at our EAD member price. You'll receive weekly, exclusive weekly coupons. You'll receive low cost to free shipping benefits. Be able to receive specific special samples of unique technologies. So we usually send out at least one or two sample of a unique piece of technology a month to our members. It could be something as small as a pair of new headphones or some other piece of unique technology. Be able to receive lightning deals where you will get access to exclusive deals 1 to 5 days ahead of non-members, the low cost to join, and low cost of monthly membership. Now guys, it is $100 to start, and it is $100 a month. So, pretty low cost to start, especially for the amount of deals and for the amount of discounts you'll be receiving for these products on the site too, guys. So if you were to click subscribe, all you got to do is click subscribe. It'll bring you over to this separate page. Well, all you have to do is fill out your information, enter in your payment information. Please put in the correct information too, guys, with your billing address and everything as well. We do not share your information with anyone else. And then you'll be able to sign up and become a member, okay? And if you have any questions with your orders, or you can't get the member price, please contact support at electronicadditions.net, and we'll definitely be happy to assist you there. We also have the 4K UHD processor, powerful 4K UHD UHD TV, right? So 2019. This is the Samsung version. We also sell this at our store as well. So this is at a regular price. So if we click on the link, we can click to see what is the price of this TV? Now it's 4K season, even before the Super Bowl. You know, we've been telling you guys that there are 8K TVs available to watch the Super Bowl or even just for gaming. So now we have these 4Ks available. This one right here is going for $767.95. The member price is definitely going to be a bit lower, probably around $400 to $500. We don't have the member prices up just yet, so please be patient. We're definitely, our developers are working on it, so we'll definitely keep you guys updated on there as well. And you can see other types of, you know, TVs that we have as well too. You know, very, very beautiful. So again, check us out, electronicadditions.net. Also, guys, if you haven't already, go ahead, tune into our podcast for daily episodes of tech news and updates on the go. So it's Electronic News Network, right? So, you know, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, you name it. You know, your favorite podcast streaming platform, type in Electronic News Network. You'll be able to receive daily news and tech updates and deals on electronics and technology. And, you know, we post an episode every day. So you can just wake up in the morning, say you're going to work, click on our channel, and you'll be able to get the best updates as well. Also, guys, we have moreover of Google Chrome, guys. So Google Chrome, I believe we discussed this yesterday as well too, but for you guys that haven't seen yesterday's episode, so the Chrome for iOS will soon keep incognito tabs even more secret with Face ID. So Google is testing a new privacy feature to its Chrome browser for iOS that can look incognito tabs, lock incognito tabs behind Face ID. So Apple's facial recognition system is used to secure an iPhone or iPad, but many apps have their own Face ID support for extra security. Google has started testing, you know, securing incognito tabs behind the Face ID in its latest Chrome iOS beta, signaling that it should arrive to regular users in the coming months. So that should be really cool, guys. Let's see if we can take some news off of our Facebook page here, just because it should be more updated. So let's see if we can take news. If you guys haven't followed us on Facebook too, guys, follow us at The Real EAD. Again, it's The Real EAD. Perfect. So we have it, Lyft and Uber claiming to be unprofitable in COVID, but they're still around in business. Facebook taking initiative. We have Disney Plus hitting its all-time highs with subscribers. We also have the new LG laptops that are available. Right, okay. So we have HBO's The Last of Us adaptation actually is set to feature a similar face. Bella Ramsey, the actor who played the young ruler Lyanna Mormont in the Game of Thrones, guys. So if you see this picture, the picture below here that I'm circling that we have on here, this is who she played in Game of Thrones, and she was definitely a strong-willed character, very funny, very strong-willed. I liked her as a character. So, you know, she will star as Ellie in the upcoming TV series, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Hours after we initially published the post, it was confirmed that the Mandalorian star Pedro Pascal will play the role of Joel. So that's very interesting, guys. For you guys that like the HBO's Last of Us adaptation, so definitely, definitely check that out under HBO. We also have Microsoft has reportedly held talks with Pinterest in its attempt to acquire the social network. The Financial Times reports that the software giant approached Pinterest in recent months about a deal, but that the talks are currently not active. Had a deal taken place, it would have been Microsoft's biggest to date, given Pinterest is valued at $51 billion. Guys, again, Pinterest is valued at $51 billion, and this is pretty interesting, guys, because Pinterest, guys, is a social media platform that definitely lots of US and Canadian users use, but not really outside the US. Of course, people outside the US use Pinterest, but not as much as people in the US or Canada, according to statistics. So this is very, very interesting. You know, I think Pinterest overall is definitely underrated. I think, you know, obviously when people say social media, people think of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe LinkedIn or Snapchat or even TikTok. But, you know, when it comes to the conversation, you know, Pinterest is really not in the conversation as much. Sure, some people may throw it around here and there, but it's not a huge giant. But now Pinterest is really, I love the underdog platforms because it's gaining. It's definitely gaining traction as well, which is definitely, definitely amazing, guys. You could also follow us on Pinterest as well, too, at Electronic Editions. We also do host our Pinterest account, and we regularly update our audience on Pinterest on different types of technologies that are coming out, different types of, you know, new technologies that are being you know, updated and innovated as well too. So definitely check us out there too. Moreover, we have the memes thieves rejoice, right? So if you're a meme thief, you like to steal memes, right? This is probably for you. Discord's latest update on iOS adds a new option to make it easier to save images from Twitter embeds, handy if you want to make memes from tweets dropped into the server, or as the changelog for version 60.0 of the iOS app puts it, meme stealing powers are about to go super sane. To use it, long press on the tweet in question and then select save image. It's a lot simpler than the workarounds people were previously forced to use. So if you guys love memes, guys, Discord may be your place. Right, and it comes out with the latest update on the iOS, so definitely check that out. So it should be easier to do that, right? And it's all memes, right? It's not like, hey, we're gonna sue you because you stole our meme or intellectual property rights to our meme. And that doesn't make sense, guys. Memes are mishmashed different types of images and GIFs and probably sometimes videos, that short little clips that are made, you know, by the average person online just to make a point and a joke. So for you meme lovers, that is all for you. So moreover, we have Microsoft is dropping the price of the foldable Surface Duo device in to $1,000, right? So, and launching it in Europe and Canada next week. So the Surface Duo will be available in the UK, France, Germany, and Canada in February 18th. It's the first time the dual screen Surface Duo has been available outside the US for both businesses and consumers, priced from €1,350 in the UK. Sorry, the Surface Duo will be available at the Microsoft Store in the UK and retailer Currys PC World. Interesting, guys. So definitely keep that in mind, guys. So it'll be available in UK, France, Germany on February 18th, which is literally in 5 days, guys, so next week. So get your wallets out and be ready for the new Surface Duo. And it's looking like a very nice, as you can see the photos, it's kind of definitely flip, foldable. So it looks pretty cool. Hopefully they'll come out with more videos on that. So it's no secret the pandemic has taken a huge toll on the theater industry, but some chains are getting clever to offset some of these losses, right? So BBC reports that CVG, the largest cinema company in South Korea, has been allowing gamers to rent its screens for 2-hour chunks, costing $90 before 6 p.m., then going up to $135 later in the evening. So that's very interesting, guys, where theaters are allowing, instead of people watching movies in the theaters, they're allowing esports gamers, people that are into gaming, to just come in and use their screens, just rent out their screens, right? So that's pretty cool. And that's pretty cool too, because you'll have gamers that obviously have friends. They'll probably all bunch up together. Everybody, you know, imagine if, you know, 4 to 5 people throw $20 each. They can rent out the screen at the movie theater for a couple hours, play some video games, go back home. That's definitely a good day. So I think this is happening in Korea. I believe in the US this may be happening as well too. Personally, I've been, you know, I watched the news here and there. I also saw the same talks, you know, in the news actually a couple days ago, where they're talking about students again renting out the movie theaters to actually play video games instead of watching movies. So again, guys, this is very, very key, very interesting. If it's not happening even in the US yet too, honestly, I think it should happen in the US because, you know, the theaters are taking a hit, so why not let people play video games, right? So that seems pretty cool. Also, guys, moreover, like most gaming leagues around the world, the CDL was forced to shift to an online format, eschewing an in-person events. Perhaps surprisingly, the season was still a success. The league says last year's finals between Dallas and Atlanta was the most watched Call of Duty match ever, with a peak of 330,000 viewers. That's a lot of viewers, guys. The winning team even won an actual throne. Right, so that is pretty cool. So this is the new Call of Duty as well too. You know, lots of viewers are viewing this type of content. You'll even see, not just, you know, in the CDL world or anything like that, but you'll see gamers like on Facebook, you'll see gamers, you know, definitely streaming this, you know, other places like on PlayStation, like on Xbox. And so this is a very, very cool thing, right? So that's definitely worth noting for you esports fans. Moreover, we got the new DJJ Mini 2. Hits the same sub 250 gram target, but with fewer compromises than the first Mini. Where the original was mostly targeting people who are thinking about making the final step into the drone world, the DJJ Mini 2 aims to satisfy not only beginners, but also experienced drone pilots, photographers, and videographers. So that seems pretty cool, guys. And as you can see, the DJJ Mini 2, you know, it's a drone and 4K display, beautiful, it's small, it's compact. Honestly, guys, we will be selling this on our store as well too, guys. So our membership price will definitely be worth the money spent, well, money spent. As you can see, this is the controller for the DJJ Mini drone as well too. You could also, I believe, pick up the mini drone, this drone as well, off their official website for about $250. So, you know, definitely check that out. So as you can see here, the drone, you have the controller, you have the iPhone, and this is pretty much the typical setup, right? And drones, guys, are just so, so cool. I know it's kind of like a little bit of a newer thing, definitely becoming more and more used and available. So definitely, you know, these types of drone are very, very cool. So definitely check that out. So moreover, we got the best Mac, the best Chromebooks aren't just laptops that run a few Google apps anymore. Chromebooks can cover a wide variety of computing needs now, and good Chrome OS laptop or 2-in-1 can be more useful than a mediocre Windows or Mac OS laptop. That's why our pick for the best Chromebook of 2021 is the Acer Chrome Spin 713, right? So this article is coming from The Verge, and so it looks like, you know, they came up with the you know, with the idea that yes, the Acer Spin 713 is actually one of the best Chromebooks out there right now, so of 2020 of 2021, right? So let's see the photos here. It looks pretty small, pretty compact, as a Chromebook should be. Pretty light too. Acers, personally, I've used Acers a couple times. You know, if you've friends Acers, I've used Acers at Staples and Best Buy where they were on display, and they're pretty light, pretty fast computers. I can definitely say that. As you can see, just the design, very sleek, very nice. So definitely, if you guys are Chromebook fans, definitely check out the Acer Chromebook Spin 713. Moreover, guys, we got Smart Bike, guys. So the best measure of an electric bike is how easily it slots into your everyday life. But by that metric, the Tern HSD P9 is one of the better ones that they've tested. So again, this article is coming from Tech Radar. It looks like the authors and the spectators of this piece of technology says that this bike is actually really, really good. Now, the thing about this bike, when I looked up this bike, it is nearly $3,000. Now, if I'm paying $3,000, this bike has to include many, many features that a regular bike does not, right? And bikes already in itself are expensive. So the fact that this smart bike, you know, costs around at least a couple thousand dollars has to include features that not a lot of bikes have, right? So as you can see, it has the Bosch, under this material here. It's Active Line Plus, so very, very secure. So you can see the design, the turn. The design of these bikes too are very, very unique too, guys. As you can see, you're able to hold a certain material up here. It looks like just a regular bike, but definitely you can see some, definitely the technologies embedded into the bike too, that allows for more of a smart ride, and you know, probably compatible with different technology devices while you're riding the bike too. So this seems really, really cool. Interesting, guys. So if you want to learn more about the bike too, you can go ahead, you follow us on Facebook, and you can click into these photos to see more. You can also look up the Tern HSD P9 on Google and see more about it as well. Right, so we also have the Australian Open for tennis. We were able to watch this earlier this week. So the US Australian Open coverage comes courtesy of ESPN and the Tennis Channel, which also has the rights to the tournament, but will only be showing it on linear TV. Both of these cable-based services though, so in order to watch the Australian Open online, you'll need to be a paying customer, right? So, or have a good over-the-top streaming service that gives you access to the same channels for a fraction of the price. So if you're in the US, pretty much, guys, it's going to be mostly on ESPN or the Tennis Channel. If you're in Australia, it'll be on pretty much your sports channel, and you guys definitely have other types of tennis channels down there as well too. So definitely check that out. All right, guys, lastly, we have Google Stadia will now come pre-installed on all new Chromebooks, which is very interesting, guys, and it makes sense because looks like the Google Stadia, and Google even announced this a couple weeks back, they're stopping production of the Google Stadia. So Google has confirmed that its cloud gaming service, Google Stadia, will arrive pre-installed on all Chromebook laptops. So that's a very powerful move by Google. Okay. Lastly, guys, we're gonna go over this video of a new app that you know, is being rolled out for more AR kind of augmented reality, mixed reality, where you can create your avatar. So let's click on this video to see more on about that.
I could be one of many.
주인공이답게 나래를.
Je pourrais être architecte
ou guide.
Quizá un artista. You create the narrative.
I am metahuman.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that is MetaHuman, guys. As you can see, this app is definitely going to be a game changer, especially for a lot of you guys that like creating certain avatars, your own avatars for video games and stuff like that. Definitely.